I'm wearing boxers and they're not helping at all. It's just dripping down my leg.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most swampy podcast. My name is Matt. I am here with Andy and Tam. What's up, guys?
I'm wearing two pairs of underwear. One for absorption. One to just wear.
You're a fucking genius. I'm wearing boxers and they're not helping at all. It's just dripping down my leg.
Oh, I hate that feeling because it like maneuvers through your leg hair and you're just like, oh!
I was driving on my way here and I was like windows down and I'm like shit.
Fuck no.
Shit.
Nope. I broke out that AC today, homie.
I'm sure I'm going to smell terrible because I woke up and I just came here. I didn't take a shower and Mother Nature punished me for it. She was like, how dare you? So I like sprayed on an extra squirt of cologne. I was like, I'm sure they won't notice.
Everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah.
That's a big, hot, sticky, wet boat.
And it's always at one summer. There's always that week or
two weeks. This weekend is blown.
Yeah. I think this might be the start of like that week and a half, 2 weeks where it's just
where it fucking
shitty
sucks.
And then we'll go back to normal weather. But it's going to be like a week or just shit weather.
Let me check the weather, see what we got going on here. Well, we definitely have a heat advisory.
Yep. My phone this morning was like, hey, man. For I'm like, wake your ass up.
That's a big ass heat advisory. It goes from the panhandle of Florida through Mississippi, Alabama.
Is it all one?
Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, South Dakota.
Global warming, guys.
One big, huge chain.
This is
and
it.
In the middle of that, in the middle of that, through Kansas and Missouri, there's an excessive heat warning.
Oh, excessive heat warning?
Excessive.
Damn.
What are the temperatures like? Or does it say?
Let me find out. Let me click on this. Ooh. Excessive. Let's go to Topeka. Excessive heat warning. Click on that.
70 fucking degrees. Load.
Yeah.
Celsius.
That doesn't look that bad right now. 87 with 63% humidity. The heat index right now is 94.
Ugh.
But that's not... Oh, the excessive heat warning's not till Monday.
Oh, there's prepping us?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's coming.
So they woke up Andy for no reason?
The high in Topeka Monday is 100.
Fuck.
And obviously, that's with high humidity, so the heat index is probably in the 110s.
What?
Glad I don't live there.
Let me go look at the details of us here. Let me take a look here. Omaha. All right.
Omaha.
I like that. Whoever came up with that.
Heat advisory remains in effect from 1 p.m. this afternoon to 8 p.m. this evening. Heat indices will range from 100 to near 110.
In Omaha?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Who wants to get shirtless and run around?
As long as we run into my pool.
Ooh.
which actually has been really cold.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it hasn't been that hot. So now it's really hot, but then you jump in there and it's fucking cold.
Like an Arctic dive? Like a polar bear jump?
Not quite, but it's fucking chilly.
Huh. I wonder what Al Gore has to say about this.
Something super serial.
Yeah.
Hey, Al Gore. Talk to me. Andy, you're Al Gore.
Have you guys heard about Man Bear Pig?
Yeah.
Okay, now I want to be Dick Cheney. Ask me a question.
All right, Dick Cheney, How's your mother-in-law?
Your oatmeal.
What? Did you say your oatmeal?
Yeah.
What?
I said eat your oatmeal.
Oh. I thought you said Euromail. And I'm like,
I thought you just said your oatmeal. What the hell kind of burn is that?
I got Ooh. You little bitch. Eat your goddamn oatmeal.
Eat your oatmeal.
Eat your oatmeal.
Grandpa Cheney, I don't want to eat it.
Heard it before. What's this? Martha Cheney?
Martha?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Nathaniel. Nathaniel Cheney.
His wife?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nathaniel Cheney.
Yep.
Eat it before grandma gets
Billy
up.
Cheney.
It is currently 87 in Omaha with 70% humidity.
Eat it before Lynn gets up.
It could be worse.
Oh, you had to Google it real quick? Yeah. We were letting it die, Andy. Yeah.
No. Nope.
The,
nope.
The high today is supposed to be 97.
Oh, God. I'm going to the Children's Museum after this, so thank God that's inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would go to the Children's Museum.
I got a kid with me all weekend.
What?
Okay, kids. If you had a kid right now, which would you prefer, male or female, strictly based on names?
Oh, names? Male.
Male?
Yeah.
Okay, what would your kid's name be?
I haven't thought about that.
Laser.
Laser?
Laser.
Laser Myers. No middle name.
It'd probably be Luke, because of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah?
I wouldn't give a mannequin, because he's going to get the shit beat out of him in middle school.
Luke?
Yeah.
Luke Myers?
Lucas Myers.
Lucas?
Ooh. Lucas.
That's Lucas like Myers.
The, like the villain kid from The Wizard, the Power Glove.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking George Lucas, but...
George Lucas.
I named my kid after you!
It's like, would you sign him?
Just sign the baby. I don't want to. Sign him!
If I was a father, I would name my child Andy and treat him like shit.
Dad, why do you hate me so bad? You know what you did.
Sit down, Andy. Skinny son of a bitch.
Go back to bed, Andy. I've always wanted to say that and mean it.
I want a little girl. And
that's gay.
My fuck you. My girlfriend, as seriously as she could, like 100% serious, was like, if you want to name her Zelda, you can. And I was like, my heart, you know exactly how to touch it. But I don't think...
She's going to take out your eyeballs while you're sleeping.
I'm sure, one day. I'm not sure about Zelda as a first name.
Middle name?
I think middle name. Because...
Ooh, what about last name?
Sure, let's make her last name Zelda. Like, that's my problem. Like, you say Zelda Cardwell out loud.
Zelda Cardwell.
And it just doesn't, like, it sounds half okay. But I feel like we could do better.
I feel like that's a name of, like... Zelda Cardwell. That's a model.
You think so?
Yeah.
When you hear Zelda Cardwell, you think of a model?
Zelda Cardwell.
Or you're positive in the real world currently right now.
That not currently right now.
But it,
what I'm saying is your daughter's going to be hot.
Oh, Zelda Cardwell it is. Zelda Cardwell.
And then when she's 18, we'll get together.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I'm like 10 years older than you.
Totally.
Already, so I'm going to be like 30 years older than your...
That sounds fine, as long as you love each other, I guess.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to be 55.
I don't appreciate you hitting on my fake daughter, but I can't do anything about it because of her being fake and all.
Yeah. The daughter's not real, folks.
Daughter's not real. Plus, she'd be 18, so it'd be completely legal.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing you could do about it, listener.
I wouldn't even look at her that way until she's 18.
Oh, of course not.
Maybe 16.
That would be super rude.
A couple more years.
Just slow jerking it under the table.
Hold on.
What?
Fast jerking it. Get it done quick.
Yeah.
What?
You got to get out of there.
I got to get out of there?
You got to one and done it really quick.
Oh, okay.
You can't hang out.
You can't.
Which is why you got to be thinking about it for like 3 hours.
So beforehand?
That, yeah. So that like the second you touch it, you're done.
Your pregame is just unbelievably amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's been doing it on the whole bus ride over here.
Don't talk to Mr. Rungi. He's in fantasy land. One wrong touch and there'll be a huge explosion.
This is awful.
So how was your guys this week?
Real good. Real good. I did some working.
Oh yeah, how's working?
Good.
Yeah? Working. Where are you working? You still working at Skydivers R Us?
Skydivers R Us. Yes, I am.
All right.
Oh, I thought it was Pussy Anonymous.
Pussy Anonymous?
Like he's just anonymously hitting that every night. How was work?
You're working at Pussy Anonymous and you want to come home and try and violate my imaginary daughter?
No, I'm just saying she might be a client in the future.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm going to need you to turn around and walk back out that door, Zelda.
Zelda.
Get out of here, Z. I call her Z.
You call her Z for sure. Oh, my God. We've gone too far.
No.
But I love it. No. Andy, how was your week?
It was good. I'm trying to think of something. Batman's still awesome. Arkham Knight. I'm trying to think if I watched a movie or anything.
You know what I did this weekend?
I saw Ted 2.
Ted 2? How was it?
It's literally, it's more Family Guy the movie than Ted 1 was.
Really?
Yeah.
That's.
I'd see it. I wouldn't pay for it. I paid for it.
But yeah?
That's how I that's my recommendation. Just wait for it.
Just wait for it?
Yeah. But it's funny. It's funny.
I have this coupon that I can go to AMC. I have 3 coupons that I can go to AMC and only pay up to $1 for a service charge. I got it for my birthday from a friend who works at the movie theater.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to go pay $1 for Dead 2, we could.
Well, Andy's already seen it.
Yeah.
So?
We need to go see.
I love watching movies
twice.
We
need to go see something like we all 3 of us have never seen, and then we could review it.
Like Magic Mike. Or Magic Mike.
Sorry, already seen it.
Or Magic Mike. Matt, how was
it? I've actually heard
Tell me all the grueling details.
It was magical.
Magic Mike is like a bro movie.
Really?
Yeah, I heard the first one's like a super bro movie.
Have you not seen the first Magic Mike?
No.
Matt, have you not seen the first Magic Mike?
No.
Yeah, me neither. That would be stupid.
How was it?
It was actually, I didn't see as much dick as I'm going to use the word wanted, even though I don't want to. I didn't see as much dick as I wanted to, or expected. You see like somebody's taking off their pants, and like you see like the base, kind of like some 50 Shades of Grey, like dick. Like that's as much. Have you guys seen 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
Fuck! You see lots of tits in that movie. But you don't get to see any dick.
I see lots of tits in a Google search.
Yeah?
Yeah. In fact, I'll count how many.
How many? What are you typing 53? In?
53?
Are you just typing in dicks?
No, tits.
Oh. I thought you were talking about pairs of dicks.
Hold on, safe search is on.
Dad, goddamn safe search.
But no, it was... The first Magic Mike was okay. The zero plot. None at all. As expected.
Hey, go. I'm going to gyrate my balls in your face. 3D!
Was that movie in 3D?
No, the second one was.
The second one was in 3D?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to put an eye out.
6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 34, 36, 38, 40, 42, 44, 46, 48, 50, 52, 54,
Yeah. Blew past my number.
56, 58, 60, 62, 64.
Now, how many nipples do you see with these pairs of boobs? All of them?
2, 4, 6, 8. That's great. Yeah.
Would not suggest going to see a Magic Mike, the first one in theaters. I cannot give a validated opinion on the second one, as I have not seen it.
Do you remember the Girl Next Door movie?
Yes.
There was a kid in my class, like my graduating class, that went to that movie, and I'm pretty sure like whacked it in the movie. He was like so ready for that movie.
That's amazing.
He was like, guys, that she's so fucking hot. Like he's like, and it's a movie about porn. It's like, it's gonna be great. There was there was like one set of boobs in that movie, I think.
He just had that 3-hour prelude.
Yeah. Oh, there it is, gotta get it. Oh, it's over.
Nah.
Apparently we're not playing Pathfinder tonight.
No?
No. I know Austin said something about a wedding, but he never said we're not playing. He just said something like, oh, well, I got a bachelor party on Saturday. And then now Tyler just asked. He's like, no, I have a wedding. So I guess we're not playing Pathfinder.
Huh. Are you going to play Heroescape?
Yeah, we're going to play Heroescape.
Oh, okay.
Baller.
Yeah.
My week was pretty okay.
Okay?
I got a promotion at work.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm the head instructor.
He's the head instructor.
At my martial arts school.
He's the head instructor.
I'm not catching your joke.
You guys get that? Head instructor.
The sperm's the easiest to swallow.
Like,
thanks, buddy. Miss you too, Skylar.
Skylar.
He's the head instructor.
I only had to put up with like a 2-inch wiener. That's all I had to do. He's the head instructor.
Head instructor. Thanks.
Hot plate of dick.
Yep.
One more.
Are all of Skylar's drops about dick?
One more.
All right. Head instructor.
I trust you, and I hope you trust me. I don't want to ruin that trust. That is my penis.
I didn't like that one at all. But no, it's fun.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really fun. I'm very excited to take on my new position.
How nice is your pay promotion?
It's okay. It's significant.
Is that significant?
I mean, I didn't make that noise currently. That was the soundboard. But I'm so happy I caught that one. So I'm not by myself with the unicorn orgasm sound.
Unfortunately, we've broken out the soundboard. Now I want to click more things.
Click all the things.
Business! Hey, man! Business!
Business.
I've molded the Heyman character into if the doof from Mad Max were to go to like a business interview, he'd be like, my skills include flamethrower guitars! Woo! That would be his character, I would imagine. It'd be great.
Yeah?
The guy playing like the flaming guitar in the Mad Max movie?
Never seen Mad Max. I know.
You've
I've seen Fifty Shades. Yeah.
And Magic Mike.
And Magic Mike. I've never had the opportunity to see Mad Max. I've never had bros who would come and jerk off with me like in the two movies.
Hold on, I got a text. Tam, it says your vagina has been delivered.
Oh, I need to run home and grab that.
Why are you getting Tam's
before somebody from Pussy Anonymous comes and gets it?
They stole that pussy again.
The ultimate cock block pussy Anonymous.
I don't get the context.
That's what I say when I'm stealing it.
Oh yeah.
Just run away.
I've been watching Breaking Bad this weekend.
Have you seen the whole
thing? We got a cook.
No, I'm almost done with season 2.
It's so good.
I just made it past Poyos.
El Pollo Hermes. Oh,
just where he gets the text that says Poyos.
It's so good.
Isn't that chicken?
Yes.
Someone calling him a chicken?
No.
No, it's about a meeting spot.
Dun, dun, dun.
And he finally got past the part where he finally says, we have to cook.
Okay.
Because before that, he says things like, you want to cook? Or we need to cook. But finally, he like calls Jesse on a payphone. He's like, Jesse, we have to cook.
I guess he's supposed to show up in the Saul show.
Better Call Saul.
I saw that he was like, I'm 100% not opposed to the idea.
Yeah. Apparently it was like confirmed or something over Comic-Con that he was going to make a cameo in it.
Baller.
We have to cook.
We have to cook.
Saul. We have to cook.
And then I like how in the pilot episode, Jesse says... Or is it the pilot? It might be the second episode where he says, what, are you going to start Breaking Bad? And I'm like,
they did it. They did it.
Everyone get up and change seats. It's my favorite thing to do in a movie theater. It's when somebody says...
Be annoying?
Yep. Oh, I fucking talk all day through a movie. It's real bad.
Is it?
It's really bad. I'm just like, that wouldn't happen. Or, God, that's so unrealistic. Why would Sam Witwicky take 20 minutes to find his fucking backpack?
Andy, do you remember that midnight showing we went to?
Which one? We went to a bunch.
I will clarify.
All right.
The one where that guy, Dane, took our ball.
Oh, was that Batman? No.
I don't think it was Batman.
Transformers. Remember, was it the Joker that popped the ball?
The Joker popped the ball, and I said the Joker's supposed to be scary, not a douchebag.
Yeah. No, I just remember someone knew the kid's name.
Someone knew this kid's name that like took our ball. We were hitting around a beach ball like a good 30 minutes before the show started.
Oh, yeah?
And he took the ball, and I don't remember if he popped it or if he was just holding it, but someone was like...
The Joker popped it. This dude, I think, was just
holding it.
The
Joker popped it. Yeah, that dude, I think, was just holding it. And someone we were sitting with knew his name. She's like, that's Dane. So I'm like two rows behind and like 10, 11 seats down. And I'm like, Dane! 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 He would turn around. I'm like, give me the ball, Dane!
Dane, you give me that ball right now!
Yeah.
Right now! Right now! Right now!
I remember at the showing of the Simpsons movie, we were all sitting in a row hitting a beach ball around, and this like bitchy mother.
Why do you guys bring beach balls to movies?
Why not?
Why do you talk during the movie? At least we do our stuff before it.
That's fair. That's I can't argue at all.
So before the movie, we're hitting a beach ball around, and this lady's like holding on to it, and she's like looking back at us. She's like, "No, no," and she's like, there's two rows of us. There's one in one row and then one in a row in front of us. And so she's sitting next to Tyler Swanson. And Tyler gets up and he's like stretching. And then he smacks the ball out of her hand. And she's looking at him all pissed off. And we're just like going back to hitting the ball back and forth.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's great funny stuff.
Shit we did back when we were like 16, 17, 18. 25.
Good stuff.
Dude, I would love to go to a movie with you guys. This sounds awesome.
It's not as fun anymore. We're old now.
I don't get like...
Yeah, now we'll get kicked out.
I don't get like super talkative, but I do get like hyped when something big happens, and like I'll sit closer to the screen like this extra foot and a half is going to help. Like, I got to catch it all. I got to breathe it all in.
I just imagine Tam sitting like cross-legged on the floor in front of the screen. Like, like right...
Let's go!
Like right in front of it.
Oh, the Hulkbuster's so cool!
Tam, it's not real. No! No! No!
No, Andy, Africa is real.
No! If you're from Africa, aren't you black?
You just don't ask people why they're not black, Andy. It's messed up. Are we ready to get into gaming?
All right, let's get into gaming.
Let the games begin!
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is Gaming News.
With a stick.
Fallout Shelter gets a patch that fixes baby-making issues.
See, I never had that baby-making issues. My shelter is fertile.
You have it?
Yeah.
I have it too. So fun. It's super fun.
I'm at 126 people.
I don't know how many I'm at. I kind of had to Matt, how's your stop playing. Hey, Matt,
I
hey,
can't
Matt,
play. How's I your have shelter? Android.
Oh, iPhone Master Race. What's your vault number?
371.
Zero.
Yes. Oh, shit.
You know what's never happened to me, though? A text that shuts down my phone.
Hey, me neither.
Yeah. Well,
to be fair, I don't think Andy received a text that shut down his phone. He sent a text that shut down his phone.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I did it to myself, so I can't be mad.
So apparently it took a long time to make a baby, which can severely impact the pacing of the game. Turns out that's a glitch.
No. Oh. Yeah.
It just caused many mothers to never give birth.
Yeah.
That's so funny because I only have 41 people in my shelter. That really hey, a couple's doing it right now. Look at that.
Yay.
They're going to go do the nasty live here on the podcast. Their happiness is going up.
No one else is. Your population rate.
My population rate.
God, I was going with dicks.
I did. I thought that was a good one.
Looks like he's already finished and his sad rate is skyrocketing.
And her annoyance rate. If someone's pregnant and like a disaster happens, they won't help with the disaster.
Yeah.
So that must be really, really, that's like hard mode. Oh no, there's a fire that broke out. Run!
All the females. Oh my god, whoever gets the patch, the next time they open their phone, they have their population's like 14 more.
Oh god.
You can't give birth because you don't have enough storage.
They won't give birth if you don't have enough storage.
Oh really?
Yeah. Or enough pregnant forever. Rooms, yeah.
That's funny.
Apparently The Witcher's 3 DLCs for their story.
Yeah.
Will be almost the size of The Witcher 2.
Holy fuck.
What?
I have heard nothing but good things about The Witcher. Yep.
Yeah, same here. Nothing but good.
That's true. I've heard nothing but good things. I've never played it.
I played the second one, didn't get into it.
Really?
Yeah. I was more... And also, Skyrim was around the same time, so...
That must be really tough.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with, like... I think the same thing's going to happen with Uncharted and Tomb Raider. They're both going to be Raider, there, and you'll be like, who cares? I wonder if the better one's going to be better.
I think I still have the Skyrim job drop.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I just found it on the computer right now. Play.
That's very funny.
Okay, let's see if this works. 48 seconds. Jeez. That's a long...
Because I think it had like a bunch of Godzilla or Dragon yells.
This may not be the final one. I don't know. Let's click it and see what happens.
Hey, the only thing I'm going to be doing is like, guys, oh my God. Seriously, guys. Oh my God. Oh my God, guys. You guys.
No, that was a clip.
Yeah, it was like Dragon Force and a couple Godzilla yells and stuff. It was great.
It was really good. That was super good.
All right, what do we got for games?
Stop digging around the windows. Sorry. Oh, I got some clips of us from when I turned the mics on and we hadn't started yet.
Would you quit being nostalgic?
Oh, I remembered this.
Oh, I got the best of episode 23 through 52 in here. We should just play that.
No.
Take a week off. Just rebranded as a brand new episode.
What I have, this one says Andy voiceovers from 2012.
Damn, that's old.
Nah, I won't play it.
That's old as shit.
Kojima Productions has disbanded, says Metal Gear Solid voice actor.
Yeah. That's
David Hayter?
No, the Japanese one.
No, of course
one.
It's not.
Whoa. That sucks. I liked Kojima.
Totally. I love David Hayter. It's real shitty that like they David brought him Hayter. All the way up to the like 11th hour, and then they were just like, David Hayter, we don't actually need you for this last huge fucking game. We don't need you. It's not like you took the character and gave him the voice that is super iconic.
Yeah, I always thought that was dumb. I was like, wait a minute, you're taking away the voice of the dude who's been doing it the past like 5 or 6 games.
Yeah. That's like what? 15 years? It's yeah. Like, fuck you.
The same voice.
Yeah, that sucks.
So do vacuums.
No, So do you think somebody else is going to pick up Metal Gear? Do you think they'll, like, license it out?
I've picked up the voice of Snake.
Oh, really? Do it. I didn't know.
Damn. This is Solid Snake. I heard you're the headmaster.
It made me sound like fucking Dumbledore.
That's true. Head trainer. Whatever. Here's a cool game. Omnibus. It's a PS1 style physics game about a bus that won't stop.
Speed?
It's basically. Yeah. It kind of looks... It looks like a PS1 game, but it's about a bus that won't stop and there's some weird ass physics.
It's called Omnibus?
Omnibus. And you can do like a double decker bus and try not to lose any passengers.
A double-decker bus?
Yeah.
Is it set in England?
It's not set in England. I don't think it's really set anywhere. It's just kind of a place.
Well, what color is the bus?
Well, the bus is red, but there's other buses.
You can get, like, a DLC skin pack for your bus?
They didn't have DLC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, even though this is current.
Yeah.
It's just PS1 graphics. There's also bumpers that you can fly off of. I threw this in here because I ran out of stories.
Okay.
But Omnibus looks really fun.
Omnibus does look fun.
I'm trying to load some GIFs.
Would you quit being nostalgic over there, Andy? Sorry. I just had to say it
again. I'm looking at Omnibus, bro.
Oh, you're looking at Omnibus?
Yeah.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and move into technology. News.
Technology.
Back in my day. No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
iOS 9 coming out.
All right, yeah.
Cool.
I think it's funny how it's like Windows left 9 open for Apple. It's like, we'll skip 9. And they're like, ooh, iOS 9.
Yeah.
Don't they usually have like code names for theirs?
The Mac counterparts do.
Ah, the Mac.
The Leopard. The new one's stupid. It's El Capitan.
El Capitan?
Yes.
That's Capitan. How we're pronouncing it? No, not Captain? That's it.
No, El Capitan.
El Capitan.
It's based off of a mountain or something.
That's stupid.
It reminds me of season 1 of Breaking Bad, Captain Cook.
Captain Cook.
Captain don't remember. I'm sorry. I binge watched all like seven seasons.
That was Jesse's name before he met.
Walt. Captain Cook.
Yeah, it was on his license plate, Captain Cook. He made crystal meth with chili powder in it.
That sounds terrible.
And then he brings it back near the end of the season, I think, or maybe early second season, when they're trying to poison that guy.
Yeah.
And they have like spoilers. Minor spoilers.
I don't care. I'm never going to watch it.
Minor spoilers. But there's ricin in the crystal meth that they're trying to, because the guy will snort anything. And he's like, they're trying to give it to him. And so Jesse starts speaking up. He's like, that's the best stuff out there, man. It'll get you super high for days. He's like, and it has a special ingredient. And this is like right as he's about to snort it. He's like, what's the ingredient? He's like, chili powder. And he puts it down. He goes, I hate chili powder. Fuck! It's so fucking funny.
Oh.
I hate chili powder. That's, I wouldn't put that trash in my body. Chili powder.
Yeah.
What are you trying to poison me?
Lawsuit claims that MakerBot knowingly sold glitchy 3D printers.
Ooh.
Not fucking cool, yeah. MakerBot.
Only half made dildos.
It gave out halfway through. I need this.
It wouldn't stop growing.
It wouldn't stop.
I just need this.
So if you have a MakerBot 3D printer, you better ship it to us at 3-Hit Combo Podcast, P.O. Box 42069.
We will make all.
You were lucky enough to get P.O. Box 42069.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's thousands
of. Did you try for 360 no scope first?
I did. And they said, sir, we don't have letters in our P.O. boxes.
And you went, bullshit. Yeah. I'm high on chili powder. Dude, that would hurt so bad.
Oh god, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing I thought was stupid, because most people like actually smoke the crystal meth, but this guy like always snorts it because he's constantly fucking doing it, so he's just grabbing something snorting it. Why would you tell someone that's about to put it in his nose that has chili powder in it?
Yeah.
But I guess he's supposed to be stupid, so. Alright, so coming up next is why I'm gonna have a raging heart on all week. Photos of Pluto coming out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going to be so cool.
That is going to be really neat. I'm excited.
Fuck, yeah.
Did you hear that they almost had a problem?
No. Yeah, it went into, like, safe mode.
Yeah. And they couldn't talk to it for, like, 4 minutes. And they're like, we're 3 days away.
Oh, my God. That would suck.
They don't know why it went into it, so. But they're like, we got it back.
We got it back.
That would fucking blow.
That would be the worst.
It's, like, 3 days out.
Yeah. It's, like, ridiculous.
How many years is it?
Like 10. It's like it's a stupid long time.
New Horizons. New Horizons spacecraft. Is there just a Wikipedia? There we go. Gonna find this out. Don't worry, guys.
I'm excited. I didn't.
It was launched January 19th, 2006.
Oh, okay.
So 9 years ago.
Right. Its primary mission is almost complete.
Nice.
Primary mission of
Pluto.
Its primary mission was to get pictures of Pluto.
Does it have a secondary directive?
Yeah, it's going to fly out into the Kuiper Belt past the solar system and keep taking pictures.
Balls.
Nifty.
That's cool. Nifty. I heard a number. It was like a very, very long number of how long it takes for NASA to talk to.
It's ridiculous. Like, it transfers at like 56K, like AOL 56K. That's the speed it transfers information.
Oh my
at.
God, this has it like down to the second. There is 1 day, 17 hours, 41 minutes, and 45 seconds until it approaches Pluto, closest approach.
Damn.
It took some pictures of, like, here, think about this. Like, think about how fucking far Pluto is just away from us. It flew by Jupiter in 2007.
Damn.
It took a year to get to fucking Jupiter.
Wow.
And it took 8 more to get to Pluto.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And because it flew by Jupiter and used what they call a gravity assist, that knocked 2 years off of it.
Yeah.
Because it flung it out of Jupiter's orbit.
That's insane.
Jeez.
And then they mentioned something like they have to give it a signal when it's like behind Pluto. And to give it that signal, oh no, they have to point like a laser at it or some shit like that. Anyway, they have to do it like 5 hours in advance, so it's in that spot when it reaches there.
Oh yeah, the math Lights. That's involved with space is just baffling.
It's fucking nuts, dude.
Can you believe that in 4 years everybody's gonna be able to space travel? Everyone.
If it was 4 years, it'll blow my mind.
Yeah, fucking Jetsons.
That's just nuts, though, because I remember in like 2006 doing a something for my astronomy class, and I was like, "I'll check out pictures of Pluto." I'm like, what? There's no pictures of Pluto.
There's no. Why did I pick the worst planet?
It was one artist rendition and like a blurry photo, and I'm like,
"This is it."
Fuck.
Just like have a 17 slide PowerPoint and just constantly recycle those two pictures.
Guys, these are literally what it is. No joke.
I have its goals here. Map the surface composition of Pluto and Charon. All right. Categorize the geology of both those. All categorize right. The neutral atmosphere of Pluto and its escape rate. So what it would take to escape Pluto's gravity. Search for the atmosphere around Charon. Map surface temperatures on both. Search for rings and additional satellites around Pluto. And right. Then conduct similar investigations
if on there are Kuiper satellites. Belt objects. If there are satellites, doesn't mean that mean there's aliens?
Very funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fucked up, though, if they like came around like a TV satellite?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Dude. Wait,
what? Wouldn't that be like the last planet you'd expect life to be on?
Yeah. Like, how would the world react?
I guess the gas planets would probably be the last.
Yeah.
What about the, like, giant gas monsters?
Oh,
like,
okay. The gas monsters.
Yeah, they're gas monsters. Hey, if we're saying aliens, anything could be possible, asshole.
I'm just thinking they're going to get crushed. That stuff's fucking dense, man.
Yeah, but
gravity.
They're gas. They're big gas. I mean, I'm sure evolution evolved so that these gas monsters can exist Jupiter.
No, you're arguing something that's just completely just off topic.
I mean, he doesn't have a point. Maybe there is life, just life as we don't have a fucking clue what it looks like.
Boom.
Yeah. Fucking gas monsters.
That's fucking gas monsters. If NASA, if you're listening, if there are gas monsters, I totally reserve the right to name them.
I'm going to need a six-pack of beer for every time you want to use that right.
And they will be named gas monsters, no matter how nice or peaceful the creatures are.
We're going
are.
Final Fantasy on these. Gas monster.
Man. New Horizons is supposed to pass within 7,800 miles of Pluto on July 14th, 2015.
Done.
That's in 2 days from this recording.
Wouldn't that be crazy if it was like July 4th and passed it? Yeah. Oh, Independence Day, it's coming.
It goes and like plants a little American flag and then leaves.
Pluto. That was its job, was to just plant an American flag on Pluto.
What if it planted an American flag on every single planet? Like that
shot one down.
Yeah, that's the United States space program. Ours.
After the Kuiper Belt mission, it's supposed to explore the outer heliosphere and the Helios Heath and the heliopause, which I believe is like where the sun's influence stops.
Wow.
Dang.
That's like
the boundary where the sun's solar wind is stopped by the interstellar medium.
That's like something I've never thought of like obviously I know it exists, but like consciously I've never been like, there's some point where the sun stops touching stuff.
Yeah, where like our sun has no influence.
Yeah. That's like subconsciously, like you know that happens.
And like the
but, like,
sun is already like what 91 million miles away.
Yeah.
And it fucking burns us when we go outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
The heliopause might be reached around 2047.
Oh Lord.
So it's gonna be flying a long time.
It's gonna be there a while.
So yeah.
Reminds me of Major Tom. The song.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Yeah. Are you only hearing Adam Sandler sing it?
Yeah.
From Mr. Deeds?
Did he really sing that?
He sang it, Mr. Deeds.
I've never seen Mr. Deeds, actually.
It's it's like one of the best Adam Sandler movies that there is. It's like it's like kid-friendly.
Yeah.
And like it's Adam Sandler's humor.
Tam's movie recommendations. Without,
you know what?
The man that saw Magic Mike and 50 Shades.
If you guys out there, my beautiful listeners.
Oh, shut the fuck
up. If you have, if you've seen Magic Mike or 50 Shades of Grey, put it out on our Facebook that Tam's recommendation is okay. Whether you liked the movie or not, if you just saw it, go out and tell me. And
for me to take it seriously, you can't be one of Tam's friends.
Deal.
I will click your name.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm unfriending you.
I will do research.
All right, guys. That's all I have for technology news. All
right.
Let's go ahead and move on to the main event.
My dick.
The last segment. The finale.
The end the all ending. Be all.
Fuck it, let's do it.
You want the news? You can't handle the news.
I could.
Wait, wait. This is news on 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Skyler could.
A grizzly bear slams a basketball-sized rock into the glass of the Minnesota Zoo.
Ooh.
The rock was apparently 50 pounds. It cracked the glass.
Did everybody freak the fuck out?
Everyone freaked the fuck out.
How cracked is cracked? Is it?
It looks like a shattered windshield.
Like horror movie, single crack,
splinter
out.
It looks like this bear fucked this glass up.
Yeah, there's gonna be a temporary fix before a permanent fix. So
temporary fix is a shit ton of duct tape. Duct tape and like free chicken dinners for the bear. Like, don't go near the glass.
A Florida woman says she was shot in the leg while sitting at a cafe on Independence Day, but she didn't realize it until doctors found the bullet 5 days later.
Okay.
After days of pain from she initially thought was a firecracker, she went to the hospital and doctors found a .38 caliber bullet lodged in her leg.
Holy crap.
She was on the patio of Cafe Da Vinci in Dealand, Florida, Saturday night.
America. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Was it like a gang war that happened or like... Somebody was like...
Police say there was no reports of gunfire, but believe the bullet might have been fired into the air from some distance away.
That's fair.
All right. All right.
You know, I saw this on Facebook, speaking of 4th of July, like taking little firecrackers and like putting them inside of bouncy balls, lighting them and then dropping them and just seeing where they go.
Oh, my God.
It seems scary.
Does.
Yeah.
We used to have this game when I was like in high school where you'd light a flower and try and jump on it as it was spinning and it would make this cool like poof explosion.
And, a flower?
Yeah, the things that you light and spin around and change colors. Like the large jumping jacks.
Oh, okay.
All right. And we'd light those and then jump on them as they're spinning around and they'd usually explode.
Nice.
What a fun game. Did you always wear sandals?
Shoes.
Pussies.
Bare feet.
Dude, that would hurt.
All right, we're going to talk about something that fucking annoys me, and that's Minions.
You don't like the Minions?
I don't hate them. I just don't get the appeal.
God, so fucking annoying, and they're everywhere. Yeah. I'm 25 years old with no kids, and for some reason, I see them everywhere.
I don't know. I don't know how this new movie's going to work
out. I've heard it's like, eh.
Eh.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll go see it. I enjoyed...
I did not like Despicable Me's that or the Minions. I did not like those. I don't get the humor. I don't get the humor.
Apparently, Minions from McDonald's are cursing. So I'm going to play this video here. I haven't played it yet, so hopefully it gets to the point. But let's try and hear it.
Is this another McDonald's toy fail?
What the fuck?
Hold on, let's go back. It does sound like what the fuck.
It sounds a lot like what the fuck. All
right.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So get those.
Yeah. Buy while you can.
I'm sure they'll be recalled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's always... That's really funny. That does sound like what the fuck, though.
Oh, Christ. I'm reading the comments.
Dude, sometimes...
Oh, my God. Who? Paragraphs, multiple paragraphs. Who cares? Christ.
About?
Well, there's people like, oh, McDonald's should be ashamed. And there's people like, oh, we should stop being so PC. God, who fucking cares?
The internet gives them that power. The internet is such a shithole, but it's so good. It's our shithole.
It's like Harvey Dent.
Yeah,
basically. I believe in Harvey Dent.
Yeah, you got to believe in the internet, but it's a shithole. It is a shithole.
I believe in this next story. Some guy made a playable record out of a tortilla.
That's awesome.
That's super cool. Yeah. What song did he play?
Drabi Tapito. Tapito?
I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, you should be sorry. Well, let's play it. Okay, so right now he's taking the tortilla and laser cutting it.
Cool.
Let's skip to the record. There we go. Start to play. Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah.
Andy, did you know that was that song?
Oh, was that song?
That was that song.
Oh, no. That's just, I just figured. I just figured tortilla, he'd probably make that fucking song.
That's so funny. Nice. He said, I was looking at you dumbstruck. I'm like, your music knowledge is unprecedented. Right. Yeah. That was cool, though. Technology.
Reading the comments.
All right, stop. We got to finish. This thing's running long.
Still sounds better than anything by Nickelback. Top comments. This isn't running long. It's 45 minutes.
Oh, it is? Oh, damn. Really?
Yeah.
All right, my bad.
Anyway, that'll do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast.
We didn't talk about Batman versus Superman.
Bring it up. You're a host.
Yeah. You don't have to wait for us. It was good. I liked it. I'm glad they showed Wonder Woman. I'm glad they finally talked about how Batman is included in the universe. Cool.
General Zod.
Yep.
Dead. In a. It was cool. I'm so.
Lex Luthor has hair.
It's gonna get.
Yeah, it's gonna be gone. Probably the Zod suit. Because remember, he broke off the Zod suit in a LexCorp building.
That's super cool. I'm loving all the pictures of everybody who's like, whenever Bruce Wayne's running towards that building and you see the
laser from that, like, that Man from of Steel scene.
That scene.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm so hyped for this movie. I was like, like, this whole time, my friend Alex is, like, the biggest Superman fan ever. And I was like, I don't know. But I saw this trailer and I'm like, dude.
Did you see the Suicide Squad trailer?
I did.
I liked it. Looks pretty cool. I think Harley Quinn's going to be neat.
Every time I see a Suicide Squad trailer, I'm less excited for it.
Really? All right. I want to watch...
The only thing I want to see anymore is Harley and the Joker.
Yeah, that's all. That's what that movie's going for. Will Smith. No one even cares that Will Smith's in that movie.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. That's really... What did I say about Will Smith? Have you guys seen the Deadpool trailer?
I want to watch that.
No.
I'll probably watch it today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When they say hard R, they meant fucking hard R.
Did they? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. Deadpool calls Colossus a chrome cock gobbler in the trailer.
That's great.
That's awesome.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. So you can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/3ComboPodcast. Twitter.com/3ComboPC. I've been trying to live tweet a Pathfinder session, but we never fucking play. So one of these days it'll happen. And then you can
live tweet a dump someday.
Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The book.